Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Thank you very much indeed for that, Hugh. Now, there was much debate about a tax break for landlords, you might remember, in last October's budget that allowed them to earn between 600 and 1,000 euro each year. The government said it was required to stop, that the tax break they were giving then in Budget 24 was required to stop landlords leaving the market. Now we know civil servants in the Department of Finance warned against introducing that particular tax break. Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin spokesperson on finance, joins me now. Piers, you're very welcome to the programme. Fáilte Ruth, we've learned about these warnings from civil servants because of your freedom of information request, isn't that right? What did the documents show?
Yeah, Gormaigad Cormac. Look, we put in a freedom of information request because we've heard from many people in relation to this landlord's tax break. We've heard from Professor Barra Rowntree, who was formerly of the SRI, which called it the most stupidest tax break he's ever seen against stiff competition. And we wanted to see what the officials were giving the advice to the minister. And it came very clearly back that the officials argued strongly against this to the minister, but the minister disregarded that. The officials said that this would be ineffective. They said that there is no evidence that this is the reason why landlords are leaving the system. They actually pointed to research that said that research carried out by the RTB shows that of landlords that left, only 6% have noted the issue of taxation. They're arguing that the reason that many of them are leaving is because of the boom time house prices that we currently see and that people are simply cashing in. They make it very clear that this would be costly, that the cost overall over the 4 years that this will be in effect will be €500 million. They also make the point that it's unfair, and there are questions that I raised myself about why, you know, a nurse or a teacher or a cleaner is paying 40% tax on their income, yet now landlords are paying have got a different treatment. And what they point out, and for the first time we realise this now in the documents, is they actually say that if the government went ahead with this tax break, which they did, that one in four landlords would pay no tax whatsoever on their rental income because of this tax break that was introduced by Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. And that's the situation that we currently have.
Yeah, but maybe this measure on its own will have little effect, but it was with a suite of measures, as you well know, for renters and landlords in the market in general to help keep landlords in the market. Because we know that in the second quarter of 2023, there were 5,735 notices to quit issued by landlords, and 63%, nearly two-thirds, was because the landlord intended to sell the property. So there's a real problem here in terms of supply. And the last thing I'm sure the government would say they wanted was for more landlords to evict tenants and leave the market. So they were trying, in fairness to the government, to try everything in their power to keep landlords in the market and keep people in their homes, no?
Well, that's what they would say, Cormac, but let me tell you what the officials are saying, the advisors to the minister, and they're saying if tax is a primary factor causing people to exit the market and a primary factor in dissuading people from entering it, they're saying that the evidence doesn't appear to support this. And it's clear, and they talk about the evidence. All of this was laid before the minister. They're basically saying this will not work, and that's completely understandable. But the minister, you drew comparisons between a renter's tax credit. That's completely separate.
Mm-hmm. But it's part
point
of a
here
package,
is landlords
no?
are... Well, no, it's not actually.
Well,
and landlords actually... Well, because this money, this is going to landlords and the rest is going to tenants. Landlords, this is about trying to keep landlords in the sector. And what we have is officials from the Department of Finance saying mm-hmm. this isn't going to work.
Yeah, but
why
we spoke with landlords in this programme as well before Budget 24. And they mentioned tax, they mentioned the lack of profitability, they mentioned the hassle in terms of maintaining the house and the red tape involved in recent years as well. So there was a whole host of reasons why landlords were leaving the market. And I'm sure the government, I'm trying to be devil's advocate here, are trying to pick off the reasons.
And when they asked the officials on two occasions to do reports in relation to this year, they came back and said, we strongly oppose this idea. They actually drew comparisons between what they called the disastrous boom time tax reliefs and what the minister was planning to introduce. They made it clear that not only will it not work, but it's unfair because you're treating landlords' income in a different way that you treat somebody who's just finished off their shift in a factory floor today. And there is a genuine question. why government have now moved to exempt one in four landlords from paying any tax whatsoever on their rental income. And Dara O'Brien, as we heard last week, wants them to go further. Like, we have official after official telling the minister, this isn't going to work, this is costly, and it's not small money. It is €500 million.
Well, some landlords anecdotally have said that it's been instrumental in keeping them in the market, or it has some impact. The IPOA, the Irish Property Owners Association, and they're the representative body for landlords, as you know, they welcomed the measure in October. They said it was a positive step in the right direction. They actually criticised the clawback measure, so the government are not going easy on them.
Cormac, let's get real here. Like, you know, if the government announced €10,000 of a landlord tax breaks, of course landlords would welcome it. If they announced €20,000, of course landlords would welcome it. The question we have to ask is this good value for money? Is it fair, and will it work? And no, it's not just Sinn Féin. It's not like just Professor Barrowntree. What we now know from these official documents is that official after official argued against this, saying that this was a throwback to the disastrous policies of the past, that it will not work, that he's now exempting, that the Minister of Finance has now exempted 46,000 landlords from paying any tax whatsoever on their rental income. Mm. And it's possibly more, they said, because landlords can also use other offsets to write down their tax liability. And there's a genuine question. Why did Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael decide to go ahead with a landlord's tax break when they're being told by experts in the Department of Finance, using the research that's there from the RTB, using what the landlords themselves have said in terms of the confidential research, that taxation is not the issue?
Because
in terms
for the same reason, if you're Minister for Finance in a few months or years' time, that you might disregard some advice. You are democratically elected and you have been appointed to the office and you don't have to take the official advice. What about this text from a listener who says landlords are not leaving the market because of soaring property prices, they're leaving because of the spectre of a Sinn Féin government at the next election?
Well, look, you know, that's a fair comment from somebody if that's what they believe. But landlords have been leaving the market for the last about 6 to 7 years now. And is that person genuinely saying that there was a potential of a Sinn Féin government 6 years ago when landlords started leaving the market? The other reality and a point that I raised to the Minister for Finance is landlords are being incentivized through the taxation system to leave the market. If a landlord bought a property, Cormac, between 2001 and 2004, the longer that landlord holds that property, the more tax, and I'm not talking about small amounts of tax, I'm talking about thousands of euro more that he or she will have to pay every single year that they hold it on. And that is because Fine Gael introduced that way back at that time, which is now a perverse incentive, and every advisor is telling landlords, if you bought in that window, now is the time to sell in terms of tax efficiency.
We asked Pearce for a minister or a spokesperson on this issue, and we were told nobody was available this evening, but they did offer us a statement from the Department of Finance. The statement reads as follows: in framing Budget 24, the minister and the government deemed a targeted tax measure to benefit small-scale landlords was warranted to incentivise landlords to remain in the market, providing much-needed rental accommodation. The most recent data from the RTB, the Residential Tenancies Board, on notices of termination show that from Q3 in 22 to Q3 in 2023, more than 24,000 notices of termination were received by the RTB. In the vast majority of these cases, the reason given was because a landlord was selling the property. The targeted relief reduces the overall level of tax payable on rental income. It's intended to reduce the numbers of landlords selling their properties and ultimately maintain and potentially increase the amount of rental accommodation available in this country. And one more line in the statement: a clawback applies in the event that a landlord removes the property from the rental market within 5 years of any relief being provided. So there you have the intended relief and a clawback as well, a safeguard.
And Cormac, what you're just after reading out is what the minister was telling his officials. And the officials in dozens of pages of documents that have been released, argued against this, saying it isn't going to work, it is very costly, and it is unfair in other taxpayers treating landlords' income like this. Mm-hmm. They also said that it is a harkback to the boom time disastrous policies of the past.
Okay.
And it comes with a big price tag. It's €500 million. What we need to do is we need to increase supply. This is a government, Cormac, that is completely out of touch and out of ideas of how to fix the problem that they created in terms of the housing crisis. So instead of providing €500 million in tax breaks to landlords, which isn't going to have the desired effect, according to the officials, according to Sinn Féin, according to external professors, let's actually use that money to build the type of supply that we need so that people have actually homes that they can rent at affordable cost.
Okay. Can I ask you, before I let you go, on another matter, Pearce? There's been criticism of some of the legal actions taken by Sinn Féin, your party, and your colleagues against media outlets. And I have to ask you about yesterday's ruling in Belfast High Court. Your colleague Gerry Kelly was criticised quite strongly by the judge for taking what he said was a scandalous, frivolous and vexatious legal action against a freelance journalist. He's also had costs awarded against him. Would you like to comment on that?
Well, I wasn't aware that Gerry Kelly was taking a case against a member of the media or a media outlet. I seen the words reported in relation to the case. Look, this is an individual decision for people themselves, whether they feel that they've been defamed. They will seek legal advice, and on that legal advice, they'll take whatever action. And obviously, ultimately, it will be the courts that will rule in relation to
this. Are you surprised about what the judge said? Scandalous, frivolous and vexatious legal action.
As I said, Cormac, I haven't even seen the details of this here. I wasn't aware that he was taking the case. This is an individual issue. I know other people who've taken cases have actually won their cases because they have been defamed by the media in the past. Mm-hmm. And I've taken a case myself and I had an apology in terms of the media. And, you know, I think it's everybody is individual right. I would uphold your right, as many members of the media actually have actions also.
Everybody has the right to go to court. But can I ask you,
in some cases, the media will win the case and in other cases, they won't.
Yeah. Is there a party stance on who pays the cost, for example? Will the courts have been awarded against him? The costs have been awarded against him. Will Sinn Féin pay those costs or will Gerry Kelly pay them?
Let me say this here, and I'm treasurer of the party. This is an individual decision by any individual. It isn't something that they have to inform the party about. It's about their name. It's about their character. It's about their decision. And if they win that, then it's up to them. If they lose that and costs are awarded against them, that is also that they have to bore those costs. This is nothing to do with the party. It is an individual decision by anybody. It is the same, I am sure, because there's been countless cases taken by members of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael down throughout the years. And I'm sure it's the same in relation to them.
Pearce Doherty, Sinn Féin spokesperson on finance and public expenditure and reform, Míle Buíochas Leath. Thank you very much indeed.